boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Remember a couple weeks ago, you were telling us about how you saw these kids. They weren't doing a lemonade stand, but it was like they were supposed to be. Instead, though, they were doing karaoke.
Dude, they were out in the driveway on like a busier street in the North Liberty area putting on a show. They had the microphone and they may have had like a tip jar out there on the driveway, living their best lives, live karaoke. Lemonade stand style, I guess.
I want to know what's going on with kids because they are definitely hitting different job avenues than when we were kids. It was lemonade and maybe you did a bake sale at the end of your driveway. That's it. That's all we did. Oh, maybe friendship bracelets. But we didn't change it. There was those three and that's it. You didn't try any other career.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're telling me we have karaoke at the end of the driveway.
It was amazing.
Yesterday, I see something completely different. I went a different way because I needed to go to the grocery store and get some food. I turned, instead of right on Wilson Avenue, I turned left, and I just see a bunch of kids waving at me at the end of the driveway, just waving, all grouped together, just waving, not wanting you to honk or horn, not doing the little like kind of thing. Just waving.
And did they weren't waving you down for help, were they?
No, I made sure of that. Because otherwise I would have pulled over. Because I was like, okay, wait, is that like come here? Is that like help
stop,
me?
Stop.
Yeah, what kind of hands is this? Nope, it was big old smiles on their face and just waving. And then I felt bad because it took me too long to process what kind of a wave it was. By the time I realized what kind of wave it was, I'd already passed the kids. Otherwise I would have honked.
Yeah.
But I was trying to see if it was a help me, come here kind of like wave. But I'm like, we're checking different boxes off on the careers. I love it.
I feel like this may be now a business opportunity.
Oh, okay.
I remember a couple years ago, I don't know if you do, you were still producing for the Morning Scramble at the time, and they had you open a lemonade stand.
I do remember
here
that.
At work. I don't know if you remember. I worked with you.
Yes.
I helped you with your lemonade stand. And I'm not going to lie, it was kind of a bust, okay? Do we have you redeem yourself, but you try out these new things that we're seeing? Do you do karaoke? Do you wave people down?
Friendship bracelets?
Friendship bracelets? I don't know. Maybe
you know something your kids have done that's unique and different. You can give me a suggestion. I kind of like this.
Yeah, because I feel like we've all done something like it. But like you said, there's new opportunities out there. I don't know what they are. I think we should send you out to try it out.
I like this. Let's noodle on it. And then do we take money and then we give it to a good fund? Cedar Valley Humane Society. Let's think about it. These are all things we have to noodle.
They are. And then I got to doodle up some signs because I love making signs.
She just wanted to make signs.
So many ideas are coming this way.
We are celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Yeah, we're only 3 days away from the official birth of Those Girls in the Afternoon. Monday is our actual birthday, but all this week we've been pulling in local celebrities, our coworkers, to just hang out for kind of like a birthday sleepover.
Started with Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell on Monday, Elizabeth Vaughn Presley on Tuesday.
Rebecca Kopelman on Wednesday from Iowa's News Now. That was really awesome. Yesterday we had in our coworker and former Z102.9 on-air host, Mo Holland.
Mm-hmm. Today is going to be a very special day.
This will go down in the history books.
We're going to start with, we're going to end with, right? The Morning Scramble. We got to bring in what we like to call our older siblings.
Yeah, because, you know, obviously they've been around. They've been on the air for, I think, 6, maybe going on 7 years. Should I ask that question? Darn it. But they know. They've been around the block a time or two, so they can tell us what's up. How do we make it there?
You know? We need advice from them.
Yeah. And then we got to bring in the person who has been begging for this moment since we began.
The woman who's been here. Has she been here the longest in the company?
Maybe.
It's been over 30 years.
I mean, she is established here and she is the queen.
That is Kelly Lala from our sales team. She has been here. Well, honestly, was she born before the station?
Oh, she's not going to like that very much at all. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, Kelly's going to get mad at me for that one. Love you, Kelly.
Oh, she is always like, let me in. I have to be part of those girls in the afternoon. And dang it, today's that day.
We talked to her manager and they allowed us some time with her.
They said, make it quick.
She's got to make some sales. You know how it goes.
Get in, get out, let her have her moment.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, maybe if she wows you,
she may have a show. I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know. We'll see. It's coming up next hour.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's always interesting hearing how different people's college experiences are on TikTok. Especially, I always get really into Rush Talk when Sorority mm-hmm. Rush comes around. But there's a video going around about Harvard, of all places. This girl posted things about Harvard that would send people from other schools into a coma.
Well, I went to Kirkwood Community College, so I feel like it's a complete opposite of Harvard.
Yeah, I have no idea. You just assume you have to be a genius to be in there, and that's all I really know.
I know I'd never make it.
So, some of the things that she mentions is that Harvard does not give out any athletic or academic scholarships.
Nothing?
Nothing, no.
So, all your scholarships probably have to come from anything your school gives you? Because, like, Vinton Shelsburg, we would have, like, scholarships you can get from the community.
That type of stuff, or, like, needs-based things like that, but mm-hmm. you're not going to get one for writing an essay.
Kirkwood Community College gives out millions of dollars of scholarships mm-hmm. I got so many from them that paid my first year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kirkwood.
Not Harvard. They have 13 dining halls that serve the exact same food every night.
Do you know what it is?
No, she didn't explain.
Probably just mac and cheese and chicken strips.
Well, probably. And she said that she doesn't think that it's that bad, but it's kind of like widely known on campus that the food isn't great and it never changes.
If you're paying how much to go to Harvard and then the food sucks, that really sucks.
Right. Yeah, you wouldn't expect that. Also, it's a pretty historic university, but they have rats in the dorms and rats on campus because they're historic buildings.
Okay, this is where I get a little mad because if the students are paying so much, please take care of it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I had roaches in my dorm.
Okay, again, you paid a lot, so please take care of it.
Well, they knocked that dorm down, so that makes sense now in hindsight. Okay, this is cool. She said after freshman year, you get sorted into a house like Hogwarts, like Harry Potter. You get sorted into like a specific cool. house.
Can I be Gryffindor?
Well, it's not like that. It's more generic now. She said back in the day, it was more specific, like there would be a house for the athletes, there would be a house for the artists, there would be a house for the science people. They thought that that was like a little too exclusive, so it's a little more generic now. It's kind of luck of the draw which house that you get put into.
Gryffindor.
Yeah, something like that. And then she said that you pick the people that you're going to live with for the rest of your 4 years in your freshman year about 3 months in.
Nope, that'd be a horrible mistake. I didn't like my freshman year. And then I didn't like my sophomore year. So you're saying I'd be screwed.
You'd be stuck with them, except there's an exception. You can transfer out if you really hate it, but you're only allowed to do so after you live with that person for a year. No. So if it's 6 months in and you have a total blowout, because who doesn't with their college roommates? It's your first time living with somebody in a closet. You're going to have a fight, but you can't leave the way as easily as you can in other schools, I guess. And then she said, imagine applying to Harvard, right? It's incredibly difficult. You have to have a great GPA and all sorts of extracurriculars. Once you get in, there are classes you have to also apply to be in.
Yeah. What do you mean you have to apply?
Like, she didn't specify any certain classes, and it's not all of them, but some you have to, like, write a cover letter. You have to submit your transcript. Basically, you're, like, convincing the professor, okay, I got into Harvard, but I also am, like, exclusive and good enough to be in this course. So you have to do all of that.
I'm sorry, how do these kids not have breakdowns every day? I'd be crying.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
I would be mentally exhausted. That you have to go through so much just to get into Harvard and then still so much to prove yourself. And oh, my God.
I mean, if you had any dreams of going over there.
Only because I wanted to be Elle Woods.
I knew you were going to say that at some point.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I feel like the best part about somebody going on a trip is seeing what kind of souvenir they're going to bring back.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's from, I don't know, a couple towns over in Iowa. Bring back something cool.
Yeah, you didn't bring me back anything.
Oops. Yeah, you know what? I didn't even.
I really thought you would, and then I
didn't
like,
think I didn't bring anything back for myself either. To be honest, I didn't even get myself a souvenir.
She didn't even bring me back the hotel soap.
No, I did kind of fail on that. But sorry, my boyfriend Curly has been out of town the last couple of days because he was doing some work trainings. So he was up in Wisconsin, and he just got back yesterday, and I wasn't expecting him to bring a souvenir.
It's a work training. I mean, come on.
Right. Well, I was like, he literally was like,
if he brings back a work pin, I'd be mad.
Well, yeah, he was at the hotel and then he was at his trainings and that was pretty much it, at least as far as I was checking in with him. So last night was the first night that we really got to be like, oh my gosh, what you been up to the last couple of days? And he's like, oh my gosh, I got to bring something home. I am so excited to show you. I'm like, oh my gosh, is it going to be cheese like you said? He was talking about maybe going to the original Culver's because that started in Wisconsin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Is a fanny pack. Is a waste bag.
I swear to God, is it a company fanny pack? Taylor.
The American Red Cross gave him a waste bag.
You know what? And that's cool swag, I will say.
Hey, you know what? They do good, right?
That's cool, but I was like,
He don't work for the American Cross.
No, but they were doing the trainings that he was doing.
I was like, that's news to me. I didn't know he worked for the American Cross.
He was getting certified by the Red Cross. And then
he stole merch from them?
Well, I'm hoping they gave it to him. Otherwise, this is way more embarrassing than I even thought. But he was like, look at it. And I was like, wow. You hate it. You're laughing at it. You think it's stupid. And I'm like, well, I just don't know. Like, what are you going to do with that? And he's like, I'm going to take it to work and I'm going to wear it around. So I was like, all right, well, that's not. When you said I got to bring something back, I thought you were literally going to bring back, like, I don't know, a keychain or something.
The problem, it's a good thing me and Curly don't date each other, because if he brought that back for me, I let it get to my head.
Well, he didn't even bring it for me. He took it to work today.
Oh, see, if he brought it for me, I'd let it get to my head. I'd be like, oh, I'm like Red Cross. I'm a hero. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to save somebody's life. I don't know.
Well,
but you don't want me to save anybody's life. I don't know nothing.
You should not be handed anything from them then.
I need your help because I cannot make this same stupid mistake at the grocery store again this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, groceries, I can't afford this.
It's expensive to be messing it up.
I know. And here's the thing. I need help because my mouth has been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat anything because my mouth hurts so bad with these braces. I think the problem is that they're not, my mouth isn't getting to be able to be properly healed because we talk so much and radio, and that's fine. I don't care. And I think that's the problem, is it hasn't gotten to be fully healed because I be yapping.
Right.
So it hurts really bad. And so there's like, the braces are busting up the side of my mouth. So there's that. But then in the back, even that, I wouldn't say that's the problem because of talking, but I think the problem is I have my wisdom teeth. We're going to get those removed.
Yeah.
And I think the wisdom teeth are having a problem with the braces. So just chewing, anything hard hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I can have: mac and cheese, pancakes, eggs, cupcakes. That's been my diet. Mm-hmm. That's about all I can eat. Anything harder than that, I can't eat. And let me tell you right now, and I can have spaghetti. I'm running out of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And mashed potatoes, I'm running out of ideas. And I'm exhausted, and I want normal food. I know that's normal food, but I'm craving like pizza, burgers, French fries, steak, chicken. Oh, my God.
Well,
pizza rolls. I don't know, something, for the love of God.
Have you tried
what?
Have you tried soup at all?
Or deer? Is that what's behind you?
Dude. Dude, there are three deer that are just, that's scary.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the show.
Absolute pants off me. I'm not kidding. Anyways. Oh my God. They got close.
They were right up at the door. They were wanting to give me advice on what to eat. Deer. They said eat deer. I don't know about that one.
I was going to say, have you tried soup? Because I feel like you can.
I'm tired of soup, Taylor.
I was going to say, you can get the chicken from like chicken broth. Pizza, they have like pizza flavored Pringles, which Pringles are hard. Yes, I know, but you could put them on your tongue and just let them like melt a little bit.
See, so I tried potato chips the other day and that was the worst thing that I did for my mouth. God, that just tore it up.
Well, I mean,
but I don't hate the idea of maybe just like sucking on them.
Yeah, that's kind of what you have to do. Or like Cheez-Its. Those are a little smaller that they're not going to touch the sides of your mouth. Well, I mean, at some point, you're just going to have to start like throwing beef in a blender and calling it a day.
Please. Oh, my. Maybe I just start putting pizza in a blender or chicken in a blender or
Chick-fil-A in a blender. God, you should post it on TikTok because somebody definitely will find enjoyment
maybe
in that.
Maybe I'll go viral.
That's what I'm saying with your nasty smoothies.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, I'm really sad because something really great happened like 10 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. There was three deer like right behind me. I swear to God, right behind me. I can see it. So normally we have the blinds to the windows behind me all the way down and I take a peek. Sometimes when it's nice out, we have them cracked a little bit. Now, what you don't know is that there's also a window behind Destiny. So when I'm looking at her, if producer Ben was back there, I'd see him, right? But he's not, so the light's off. So I see a reflection of what's behind me in that window. And I saw animal legs and freaked out. I couldn't tell if it was real or not. Because there was three of them. And they don't get close to the building normally.
No.
They normally stay on the other side of the street or they run into like the timber that's right next to us. They were just walking across the street, all three of them, and then they went running towards the timber, so who knows where they went.
I got keep blabbing away.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where they went, and they were all not like babies, but they were children.
Ooh.
I would say.
I just had a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is... I don't know if this is like just for dreams or for everything, but I was like, does deer bring good luck? Not when you hit it with your car, but you
know. Definitely not.
Many people believe that deer are good, like omens for the future. A peaceful, happy dream of a deer could indicate that your troubles are ending soon and a good fortune is coming in. Well, you didn't dream about it, but does that still mean the same thing? You saw three deer.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of like a black cat, right? You see a black cat, and that's supposed to be
bad luck.
Three deer.
You saw three deer. One, two, three.
So three of my problems are going to get solved?
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what are your problems.
Well, I have a lot.
She's like, we won't be on the air way too long for me to discuss my problems.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have a job after that. It would be way too much.
We've been celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon all week long. You're probably like, I've been hearing that 1,000 times. We can't stop celebrating.
No, and it's not going to stop because Monday's our actual birthday.
Uh-huh. And we've been really most excited about this guest that we are bringing in today because it is Kelly Lala from our sales team, the queen of Z102.9, that is. And I had to be paid to say that one. No, I'm just kidding.
Hello, fans.
But there we go.
There it is. What you don't know about Kelly Lala, well, there's a lot you don't know about Kelly Lala. Mm-hmm. First of all,
she always has to say hello, fans.
Hello, fans. Uh-huh. Even if she is not on the air, if she's coming through anybody's FaceTime, phone call, through our board, if we're back here in the studio and there's an event going on, we always hear hello, fans. And you know Kelly has arrived.
Is that your ringtone?
It should be.
It's like your bat call.
Really, my ringtone is Hail the Queen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It should be. Mm-hmm. So we really need to get to know Kelly, because she's really preying on the downfall of Those Girls because she wants to take over.
It's really not the downfall. I wish no ill will for either one of you because I love you both.
Thank
However,
you.
However,
I've got some ideas about, you know, Those Girls. First of all, happy birthday
Thank you.
To
Thank
you.
You.
Cha-cha-cha. Love it. But I have always wanted to, and I jokingly say, I'm just going to, if Taylor's sick or you're gone or whatever, like, hey, can I fill in? So instead of those girls in the afternoon, how about we consider the old chick in the afternoon?
I'm here for it.
Because I just had a birthday yesterday. I'm not getting any younger. My days are ticking down. You know?
Okay, so what is that? What does that consist
what's your
of?
Well, okay, so you know, I'm very active in my church. I also support a school in Africa, I've been doing that for 20 years. It's the Tumaini Schools in Tanzania. So they call me the Queen of Karatu because the people in Karatu, which is the town where the school is, know when Kelly Lala's in town.
Oh,
There we go. I'm kind of a big dill over there.
The dill. Do you like dill?
No, I hate pickles.
Oh. You were a professional golfer. Not really. Is that really a good way to put it?
No. I played on my high school golf team at Kennedy High School just a few years ago.
Okay.
Yes.
And we were state runner-ups. So I have a trophy in the trophy case at Kennedy High School.
Still?
What do you mean still? It was just a few years ago.
It was just a few years ago.
So I have a trophy in the trophy case with my name on it. It does probably need to be dusted, let's be honest.
Well, it's only been a couple years.
So why doesn't it be the old chick in the afternoon? That's what you want to name the show. Why don't you do it on our sports station, 1600 ESPN?
To get on their show too and they poo-poo me away.
Oh.
I'm always talking about, let's talk sports fashion. I don't know. You know, I used to be a huge Chicago Bears fan. So I would go to the training camp. This is when Jim McMahon and Refrigerator Perry, and that was like the Super Bowl shuffle. This was back in the day. I know. They're probably all dead. I don't know. But I used to go to their training camps and see them. And so I would watch the Bears.
I mean, you sound like you know sports more than you just sold yourself on.
Well, guys on the sports channel, like, they shoo me out the door.
Oh. I'm telling you, she's going to have a sports show before we know it.
After this.
Maybe. Maybe.
We're learning so much about Kelly Lala from our sales team at Z102.9. We're celebrating 2 years of those girls in the afternoon, and she has always, always wanted to fill in. So it's her turn to shine since it's her birthday.
Yeah, we're giving her a chance to hang out with us on the show because I would say out of the 2 years of us being existent, you have been one of our biggest cheerleaders.
You really have. Thank you.
You really, really have been one of our biggest cheerleaders. So I want to get to know Kelly a little bit more because she's out on the streets really representing Z102.9 the most here at the station. I gotta know, is Christmas your favorite holiday? Because how many trees you put up? Like 20?
Not quite, but I do have a tree in every room. They're all themed. So I have a Wizard of Oz tree, a SpongeBob tree, a Disney tree, a Barbie tree, a pink tree, which Pinky wants when I kick the bucket.
Oh God.
I have a little tree in my bathroom, and then I do an African tree because I support Africa. I've been there 6 times.
Cool.
And I send like 150 cards. I hand address all of them.
Whoa. To who?
Friends.
Fans?
Friends and fans. I could be, you know, and then I hand address them. I have a Christmas picture. So this year it'll be, I'm going to Africa in May. So it'll be of my African trip. And then I do a letter, a 2-page, like it's back and front. It's quite lengthy. So
you better type that up.
I do type it up.
It's like a newsletter.
It is a newsletter about my life, which everybody really should care about, frankly.
I have never gotten the 2-page newsletter.
I was going to say, I've never received it.
Because I'm also, much like Lady Gaga, I'm always evolving. There's always a little nugget or something, you know. Now I'll never wear a meat dress, however, but...
What you do wear, though, along with Christmas, I feel like you are the only person I know that has an outfit for every holiday, and you could fill it the entire month. Christmas, I mean, December, you have something new every day.
I could wear earrings, shirts. And if
earrings,
I've got earrings. I'm a matchy-matchy girl, so earrings and jewelry. But I tell people, if you're going to an ugly sweater contest, please come to my closet. I can hook you up. And this is stuff that I wear daily.
You love to collect. I know you like to collect Birkenstocks.
Mm-hmm.
I know you. Don't you collect Barbies?
Mm-hmm. My mother, God bless her, who's 90, gets me the holiday Barbie every year for Christmas.
Still.
So my nephew, who lives in New York, he thinks he's going to get my Barbie collection and it's going to be worth millions. I have the original 1960 Barbie, but I've got all these Barbies that are still in boxes, never played with. I think it's going to be a gold mine. I'm just saying.
Could we open a Kelly Barbie like museum?
Yes.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Why don't you call Mattel and ask them if you can
What could we call it? You know, Ooh La La is, you know, the Ooh La La Barbie Museum,
ooh, yeah,
curated by Kelly La La.
Well, I want to know why you haven't gotten your own Barbie.
Oh, that's a really good point.
That's what
everybody else gets a Barbie.
We got to write a letter.
Write a letter to Mattel.
A 2-page letter that you are working on.
Yeah. I love it.
The newsletter.
The newsletter. Mattel, listen up.
Celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon with our birthday all this week, and we've been bringing in guests to celebrate, and we have to bring in our older siblings. Those that would be the Morning Scramble.
Duh. Hi, guys.
Duh. Hey.
Thanks
for joining.
We've changed our name to Those Buffoons in the Morning.
I like that.
If you guys are okay with that.
That'd be cool.
Those Buffoons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those Buffoons.
Just in honor of your name, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we wanted to bring you in because we were like, if you guys are our older siblings, we need to get advice from you for, you know, what's to come in the next several years of Those Girls in the Afternoon. But before we even get into that, we really got to talk about the difference between Claire and the difference between Eric. Claire has a sheet of advice. Mm-hmm. Eric, where's yours?
It's in my brain.
It's fine. Here's why. Because it's your second birthday.
Yes.
Right? I am a parent. I have dealt with a 2-year-old.
Terrible twos.
The terrible
absolutely
twos.
Absolutely. The terrible twos. But you know what? The terrible twos aren't what you need to look out for. It's the threes.
Oh,
in really? My opinion, three's way worse than two.
So are we in trouble? Because we're entering our third
you're
year.
You're entering your third year.
Oh, yeah.
What
no.
Most people would call your terrible twos. But ladies, I am here to tell you that is not the case. The twos are great. The twos are all about play and explore and find your voice. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And you're going to be like, you're going to be curious. So you're going to, you know, look into things and figure stuff out because you're getting bigger.
Yay!
We do ask a lot of dumb questions.
We do.
So that's not going to end anytime soon.
And you know what? That's okay. Explore it. Make a mess.
Oh, so she said we can make a mess in the studio. That's what I heard.
No, wait a minute. No, hold on a second, because we're the ones who come in later.
Okay, see, maybe not the best.
Yeah, I don't like the best idea.
Okay, clean it up.
No.
No, Ben. Producer Ben is happy to clean it up.
Yes. Uh-huh. We'll just give him a dustpan and a broom.
Exactly.
Producer broom.
That's kind of where my head was at. I don't know about
that. That makes a lot of sense. I was just thinking from like a programming standpoint. That's my background, right?
Yeah.
Not only being personality, but like what's the thing people are going to remember most about a show, and I would do some stunts. Mm-hmm. One, I would have invite a mascot in. Nothing is better than interviewing someone who can't talk.
Absolutely. Oh, the interview with Captain Crunch.
Yeah, mascots are great interviews.
Yes, yes,
as many mascot interviews as you guys could do, I recommend that.
Why do we feel like they're setting us up for failure?
I would also these are great ideas. Guys, follow me.
Guys, listen.
Also, how do you react under pressure? One of us will go to like the local pet store and get some spiders and some crickets and some snakes, and you won't know the day, but the door will just open and one little creature after another will come in, then we'll lock the door and you guys have to deal with it.
Death.
That's my idea. There it is.
It's a what would you do, John Quinones style.
Yeah. What would you do?
Try not to say any swear words on the radio.
Oh my God.
I think it's also known as which window would you break first to get out of here.
Which one's got to go?
Who's gonna crawl over the other person to get out first?
Tater's totally putting me to the ground.
That
is gonna truly show the basis of your relationship right there. Who's in for survival and who's gonna save the other person?
True colors, and then you'll really get to know each other.
There you go.
I'm nervous.
There's some ideas.
Three.
Good luck.
Congrats, you guys.
Thank you so much. They're not making me look forward to it.
By the way, the Kirkwood Eagle's been back here the whole time. He hasn't said a single word.
Bring him out.
Nothing.
Nothing? He's waving.
Here's what's hot.
And what's not.
Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor.
On Z102.9.
I love brain rot on TikTok. Stuff that's so stupid that, like, does anybody care? I do.
I was just going to say that.
It's what I like to see when I'm scrolling late at night and I'm bored. And that's kind of a trend, sort of, that I've been seeing, but there's not really any rules to this trend. There's a lot of people being like, I'm bored. Let's talk about this in the comments. Asking people to share their own personal stories in the comments of their video. So my two favorites that I've seen so far. Number one, this is what kind of opened me up to this trend, and now my For You page is all about it. It's this girl being like, please give me your most unhinged wedding hacks. I don't mean, oh, keep a tied pen with you. I mean something that you did that was truly unhinged, but you do not regret at all. Number one, Tide Sticks did comment and was like, but I am the hack, which is hilarious. But a couple of my favorite comments were, provide pictures of the people you think the bartender should water down their drinks for.
Yes.
Like, you know, my Aunt Sally, she goes crazy. I'm going to need you to water down her whiskey cokes.
Put my picture out there.
Yeah.
Well, it would be me.
It's good to be self-aware.
I think.
Get some of your own picture. One girl said, I'm creating a fake wedding planner email account so I can respond to questions as nasty as I want to without needing to save face.
Oh.
So if you had like a strict dress code, you're like, I want everybody to wear black, and Tina emails and is like, what about navy blue? You don't have to.
Yeah.
Because that's awkward as the bride. I think that's genius. And then my favorite one from this one is, my dad carried around $200 in ones, and during the reception, every time someone did something that he liked, like a backflip or the worm, or they were twerking like crazy, he would give them a dollar. It kept the party going because everybody wanted money. That would be the most fun reception. Everybody's dancing. Everybody's moving. I think that's genius. Now, the other video that I saw after this that has some crazy comments said, I'm bored. What's the most insane scandal that happened at your high school that's still talked about years later? Oh my God, did I fall down the rabbit hole? There's some so horrible I can't even say, but there's some bad stuff, like the entire AP government class cheated on homework and it was going to ruin their college applications, until this rich girl's dad gave the principal an all expenses paid Italy trip to just give them a detention instead.
That'd so be nice.
Some of it is really silly. Somebody said somebody let out three chickens in the school and put numbers 1, 2, and 4. So they spent the day looking for number 3.
That's a genius senior prank plan.
And then we have some petty. This was my favorite petty comment. A freshman asked a senior out. She said no to him. The next day, he made a rap diss track about her that blew up on SoundCloud in 24 hours. And he performed it at prom.
Oh, my God.
Unreal. I am loving these stories, though.
That's awesome.
Do you have one?
I have one that I could comment on, the one for high school, like the unhinged high school one, because something happened to me that was so embarrassing, and it was all misunderstood. That's the problem. It was a rumor that spread like wildfire, and it was all completely misunderstood, and it was about me. So here's the thing. There was this girl named Emma that was in my grade. Her brother was John. He was in my sister's grade. And you know what? He was good looking. He's a cop now. He's gorgeous.
Okay.
Everybody thought he was the hottest thing in school. And he was. All right. He's gorgeous. Here's the thing. It was my sweet 16. I did not tell her to do this. But for my sweet 16, what she wanted to get me for my birthday party was a signed picture of him, because she knew I had a huge crush on her brother, John. Okay. Mm-hmm. Something I misunderstood, and John's friends found out about this. However, John's friends spread the rumor that I asked him for his autograph and I had the signed picture in my bedroom. It was true. I did have the signed picture of him in the bedroom, but I didn't ask for it. I just got it, you know? So everybody was like, oh, you were asking John for a signed autograph so you put it in your bedroom? Well, no, but I do have it in my bedroom.
And you still do to this day?
I know. It did take me a while, though. Did it like after college? I don't have it anymore.
Things that should be kept to yourself.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
If you haven't figured it out about me yet, I aspire to be legally blonde. Elle Woods, I would love to be her.
Mm-hmm.
Not the whole like legally part.
Just the blonde?
I don't want to be a lawyer, you know. No, nobody wants me working on their case. I'll tell you that right now. I'm too dumb.
You just want to live her life.
I want to live her life. I love everything about her, right? Everyone doubted her, and then she proves them wrong. I love that. I aspire to be that. I love her pink aesthetic. I love the blonde aesthetic. Like, that is who I want to be. Mm-hmm. I aspire to be legally blonde. That's why it's my favorite movie. I talk about it all the time. I dress like it. I love it, right? I really did live my Elle Woods, like, life today.
Okay.
In the most Elle Woodsy way I could.
You have a black shirt on, so you're starting off on the wrong
leggings,
foot.
Yeah. So I'm not really doing so well. But here's the thing. So we're moving into a house, me and neighbor man, and all with that comes lots of legal paperwork I ain't gonna know, right? Mm-hmm. Elwood's would, but not me. But I had to sign something for neighbor man for the house, right? And I don't know about you, but our house, we got like zero pens. I can never find a pen for the. Is it the opposite for you?
No, I can never find a pen either.
Oh my God, we got none. We got maybe like one in the whole house, and the one pen we got, it's pink. Mm. And I turn to him and I go, is the bank going to be okay if I sign this like legal document and it's pink? I hope they are, because they're going to have to take it, because that's all we have. Mm-hmm. So I signed this whole really long document with pink ink, and oh well. I felt so legally blind.
Can you imagine that's how your sale falls through? Because you signed a paper in pink.
The whole reason we can't get the house is because I signed it in pink ink.
They're like, well, we were unsure, but now we're really sure that she's a child.
You know what? I almost put it over the top by spraying perfume on it.
Okay,
like she did with her resume.
I'm really glad you didn't do that, and I hope it all works out.
We have to talk about our birthday. Everybody's like, shut up. We birthday.
There's always that shut up. One person in class or at work or whatever that's like, it's my birthday and you're going to celebrate for days before and days after.
Hello, that's us.
Yeah. We've been celebrating all this week, and our actual historical birthday is on Monday, March 31st, 3 p.m., that's when we'll have hit 2 years on the Zuna 2.9 airwaves.
And you know what's funny is that we've been working together more than just 2 years, right? We did a podcast before this.
Correct.
And then even before that, we were just two little street teamers.
Mm-hmm.
Just two little girls fresh out of college, chilling at events.
Mm-hmm.
So we've known each other forever. Two besties. And I think we know each other so well that we knew the birthday was coming up, and we just knew I wasn't going to get you a gift and you weren't going to get me a gift.
Yeah, because it's like we also both just had our actual own birthdays.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of gifts and we've gotten each other lots of fun things. So it's kind of like, do we do it just to do it, or do we do something fun and creative?
That's when Loretta had said something to me. She was like, are you guys getting each other gifts? And I was like, probably not. She had the idea of, why don't we follow like the wedding anniversary, like trend or the thing that you're supposed to do. I know wood is one of those things you're supposed to do. Cause she did that for us. When we launched our show 2 years ago, she gave us paper, wasn't it? Was it paper?
No, it was last year. We turned one and your first is supposed to be paper, I guess.
And she gave us the very first song that was on for our show. She got it in like song lyrics.
Yeah, she got the sheet music for, I think it's Sia's Unstoppable.
Correct.
Was the first song that we played as a show.
Uh-huh. And we just got to frame it. I haven't framed mine yet.
I have
it hung up.
It's at my desk. But she did that and we didn't follow that. But she said that year two is cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really quite difficult if you think about it.
We could do like cotton balls, but that's boring.
I have been, I'm not going to lie, because we've been talking about this since the beginning of the week, and I don't have any updates. I haven't bought anything.
Neither have I.
Because I don't know if I want to be funny or if I want to get you something maybe useful. I don't know what to do.
Uh-oh, you're going the funny route. Okay. Well, can I just be honest with you? I don't know if I want to attempt something with my cricket.
See, but then you're getting to, that's not cotton.
Yes,
you're cricketing on cotton.
Well, yeah, and that counts. Okay. A cotton t-shirt with cricket vinyl.
Okay.
Nobody said that was illegal.
See, but if you do that and I do what I have in my brain, I'm going to look
stupid?
No, like, I can't see the word I want to think of, and I can't think of a different word. I'm going to look like I didn't care, but I just want to be funny. I have this idea,
and it's been in
the back of my head all week.
You know who I am as a girl. I'm funny. I'm the class clown. Okay. I don't take anything seriously.
Okay,
ever.
Well, don't expect some nice t-shirt with our logo on it.
I literally say stuff on the radio half the time that you were like, I can't believe you broadcasted that on the radio. Mm-hmm. That's embarrassing. Go ahead. Do what you want to do, because I'm probably going to love it.
Okay. Well, it's going to take me some work. My idea It is going to be stupid, and I'm going to tell you that right now. It's going to be stupid.
But you're more of a classier girl. That's why I want to do maybe a. I would like to attempt a T-shirt. I don't know with cricket, but I'm also know I'm no. I'm still not really good with it, so I'm afraid I'm going to fail. And then you're going to have an ugly T-shirt.
Well, I mean,
and is I going to see those girls on it? We'll see.
The giz. I mean, that would actually probably be the most appropriate thing.
It just looks like garbage.
Happy 2 years.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
We're celebrating our birthday all this week with a trivia question that has to do with a birthday or so.
Yeah.
And tonight's trivia question is no different. 28% of women have made this wish when blowing out a birthday candle. What is it?
What? This is wrong. Why? Don't you know if you tell that it doesn't come true?
Well.
So how do we know?
You got to wait a year and then you tell someone.
I suppose.
That it didn't come true. I give it a year. I give those candles a year.
You're not going to try again if it doesn't happen?
Well, then you ruined it. Like, but buy candles from a different store. The other ones suck.
All right. Well, you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Faulty candles.
I suppose, or just bad luck. I don't know.
And then, yeah, after a year, I would tell people what I wished for and been like, it didn't work out.
Rats.
Exactly. 28% of women have made this wish when blowing out birthday candles. What is it?
You could text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9. Question tonight, 28% of women have made this wish when blowing out birthday candles. What is it?
This feels weirdly secretive, but okay, fine.
I think after a year, you can fess up about it. That's my opinion.
Maybe it'll give us ideas on what to wish when we blow out our birthday candle on Monday.
You're thinking we're getting a cake?
I don't know.
She hopes.
If anybody that works here is listening, and you want to bring a cake.
Want to bring a cake on Monday?
I'm not going to be mad at you. You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
So we can force it out of our new coworker.
Is that hazing? I don't know.
I'm down.
Oh, my God.
Only for the new guy.
Oh, the new guy. So far on the text line, I'm seeing 9890 said, a new house, a new husband.
Oh, my God.
All right. That felt like it came really easily to you.
That one, 9890, did you wish for that?
I'm going to guess you. If that's your wish, you had to buy your own birthday cake and your own candles, and you're like, I hate it here. Nobody thinks of me.
And they had to put their own birthday candles on the cake. And they had to light them themselves. So they were like, you know what? I wish for
all new.
Own new life.
It sounded personal.
It did. 1101 said some peace and quiet.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Jill, I think Jill just sent us her literal wish list. She said, new plate set, new vacuum, bigger home, more booze, job promotion, and more chickens.
What chickens?
You know what? Period, Jill. I don't know.
Jill, you got chickens?
Maybe.
Jill listens a lot to the show, and that's something new I didn't know about Jill.
I didn't either. Jill, what's up with the chickens? Chickens to eat, chickens to raise. Do you have your own eggs?
Do you already have chickens? We got questions.
I got a lot
Jill.
Of questions.
Answer
I'm not
up.
Judging because I would too wish for more chickens if
eat?
I had one.
Oh, to have? I'm asking you questions.
I haven't decided. More chicken in my life? Sure. Just in general.
You guys get some weird things you're wishing for on your birthday candle. I just want to win the lottery, but okay, it's fine. Did anybody say that? That's a normal wish.
No, actually.
Seriously?
I don't think so.
Come on, you guys. Hello? Are we not wishing for normal things around here?
Jill added to the list a commitment.
Jill.
Oh, Jill.
We got to get a drink with Jill sometime.
Yeah. Well, more booze was on our list, so it would only make sense.
We will, Jill. We will sometime. 28% of women have made this wish when blowing out birthday candles. What is it?
text in your guest or your list if you want. If you're like Jill, you text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in just a couple minutes.
God bless. Oh my God. I love
it. It felt like it was probably therapeutic. And I
love our listeners. I love them. Every single one of you. I love you so much. If I could hug you, I would. Come to the studio. I'll hug you.
Okay. Now we're getting a little too emotional. I think maybe. Might be.
I'm an emotional goober.
She's an emotional crier. Do you cry on your birthday?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I'm another year older and that sucks.
Oh. Well, can't wait for Monday when we're officially a year older.
It'll just be a whole show of me going.
But we're only two. That's better than.
Worse.
Double digits, I guess.
28% of women have made this wish when blowing out a birthday candle. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is
28% of women have made the wish of wishing to bring someone back. Now, my question is...
From the dead?
That's what I was going to ask. Are we asking about... is it from the dead? Is it an ex from our past that we're like, you know what? They were a good one. We let them go. We were mean to them.
I mean, like, the back from the dead... I mean, that's sad, right?
Doesn't everybody have a grandparent you want back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's sad. I mean, that's, like, sweet, right?
Yeah.
Or your favorite artist or something. Like, I don't know, Michael Jackson. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I think the worst option is an ex. You don't mean that. Don't do that. No, you don't mean it. Don't waste
it. Don't waste it on the ex. Bring Grammy back. Don't bring him back.
Thank you for clarifying.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.